Thank you very much. Is this on? Can you hear me all right here? I guess it's not on. Let me try this. It will be on shortly. Haha, that's right. It's nice. Let me pull it up a little bit. I'd like to say I'm very thankful to be here and very privileged to be here. I would like to present to you tonight two or three or four numbers that are in an idiom of music that is much accepted today, as at least I hope it is. And I was talking to Mrs. Phipps just before I came on, and I understand this is exclusively, I guess, a music festival. So before I go on anymore, I would like to just talk to you 1 second about music. You know, music is not anything but emotion and sound. The nicest thing about playing a trumpet is the fact that I can go to Paris or I can go to Rome, Italy, and be understood. While I was in Paris 2 years ago, I decided I'd like to play in a couple of clubs, and so I did. And I would walk into a place, and although I can't speak any French, I would get to play, and the people could understand what I was talking about. You know, I'm glad that I am not deaf. Because if I were deaf, I believe that I would miss the greatest opportunity that's ever to be had. And that's the ability to hear. I would much more be blind, rather be blind than deaf. Because I have some friends that are deaf, and it always kills me because they can never hear what I try to say musically. And I wish that you would understand that music can be anything you make it. You can make it swinging or you can make it down. You can make it good or you can make it bad. I hope you understand that. I'd like to do a song now. It's entitled, I Am Overshadowed by His Mighty Power. Tell you, is it too loud for you back there? Are the tapes too loud? Can you hear them all right? All right. Well, I guess you can see that that's a different kind of music probably than you're used to listening to. Whenever I get up with the trumpet, you know, it's very easy to talk through my trumpet. But when I get the trumpet off of my lips and I start to talk, I find that sometimes my tang gets tangled or my tongue gets tangled, either one. I would like to do one now. It's still on the downside. I tell you what, before I do that, Where is this gentleman that was at the piano a minute ago? Where is he? Has he disappeared? I bet he's already gone home. Is he there? Come here, my friend. I would like to meet you, and I'd like you to play one or two for me, all right? Tell you what, let me rest for a minute, and you take the verse of Down from His Glory, and I'll take the chorus, okay? You don't know it. It's the same as in time. What is the name? Let's see. Da, 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 oh, solo mio, you know that? Born in a manger. Da, 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 da. Okay, we'll take, I tell you what. Oh, let's do another one. Okay, do you have another one that you'd like us to do instead of Down from His Glory? Beyond the Sunset. Beyond the Sunset. Okay. You know, isn't it funny how music can really affect you? I can get so excited. You can see. Sometimes my face gets a little red. That doesn't mean I'm really excited. It just means I'm blowing hard. But here goes, Beyond the Sunset. Thank you. We even got you Zen. I tell you what, it would be nice to do. Let's, y'all forget about clapping and I'll forget about playing real, real hard. So the next two or three, why don't you give me two or three songs that are real easy and slow and make us think a bit. So somebody name some, will you? All right, that's coming. Okay, let me do this on the tape. I have a nice arrangement of it there, okay? Give me some more, please. Oh, I don't know that. I'm sorry. Okay, is that the one that goes, "The Lord is my shepherd"? Is that it? "I'll live with him always." Is that the right one? Okay.
"I ask the
Lord." Okay. Do you know that? "I ask the Lord." Okay, let's get one more, please. Say it again, please, ma'am. Say it again. "Stand by me." Oh. When's... Play a little bit of it. "Stand by me." I'd have to say I really don't know that, so I'll let him. You got it from him, all right? From our Mr. Rivers. Name me one more that I know and I'll go with it, okay? Only, say it again. I don't know that either. Maybe I'm getting out of my class, man. Say this, see? Okay, Lily of the Valley, or what else? There is a found film. Let's go with those. We'll start out with... "The Lord is my shepherd." Well, then we'll do "I Ask the Lord." Then we'll do a little bit of "The Lily of the Valley." And then we'll go with "There is a fountain filled with blood." Here we go. thank you so much. You really play beautifully. Thank you. It's a privilege to play with you. I tell you, I won't take up any more of your time, but I think it's quite obvious that music can really affect us, isn't it? You can take any kind of music from big teenage rock or jazz to the slowest of religious melodies and influence people. You know, I come from a real similar background to this. My parents are four square. I don't know whether you know what that is or not. You don't shoot that with an axe. It's really a religion, or really a denomination, I might say. But I come from a lot of this kind of thing. And when I grew up out of high school, I thought that, you know, the only way that I could serve Christ was to be to play in church and you know, do my little bit. And this is a big part of it, because I do it all the time. And it's obvious that I really enjoy doing it. But you know, there's a bigger field outside of the church than there is inside the church, I'm very sorry to say. You know, the churches of 1969 have not tried to really apply to teenagers anymore, and it's a shame that they don't. I hope that someday they do. You know, I've seen a lot of Hollywood stars, and I've watched a lot of them perform. I've always thought it would be great to be somebody big, you know, like that. I guess everybody does like to be like Frank Sinatra or Johnny Mathis or somebody like that. And I saw Frank Sinatra as an example one time in the Hollywood Bowl, and it wasn't even a year ago, I guess. And I saw him take a crowd of people and put them in the palm of his hand, and I saw him hold them there for about 2.5 or 3 hours. And you know, after every song, these people would really go out of their minds, and they would just crave it. And I happen to know that Frank Sinatra is one of the most miserable of all men. He's had more hard luck in his life than 2 or 3 men. You can't see him, you can't speak a pleasant word to him, but he answers you with a word of cursing. You know, I saw him keep the crowd in his hands, and I saw the people after the concert get up and walk away, and they had been gloriously entertained for about 3 or 4 hours. And I thought how good it would have been if they'd have been a little bit more than entertained. You know, we've got a lot of good entertainers in America. We don't need any more entertainers, friends. We need somebody with a little guts, somebody that has enough gumption to get up and say what he believes. And we need somebody that can be respected among teenagers that's not afraid to stand up for Christ. We need someone that thinks it's not pansies or sissies to be of Christ. You know, I played basketball in high school, and if anyone were ever to ask me, man, do you play basketball? I'd say, buddy, you better believe it. And if you'd knock my team, I would forget all about Christianity, and I'd put you on the floor if I possibly could. I'm very sorry to say that we only had a 19-1 season the last time I graduated, and we got beat by a bunch of soul brothers that just ran us down the court, and we couldn't stop them. But I don't think I'll ever forget that. But anyway, I thought I'd throw that in. I thought he'd enjoy that. But, you know, it's really a shame that people can't stand up for what they believe. And if anyone were to ask me when I was in high school, hey, Driscoll, what about, are you a Christian? I'd say, yeah, yeah, and I'd be the first to walk away, friend, because I really didn't think it was so neat to be a Christian. You know, in high schools today, it's not the neatest thing to carry a Bible, you know. And if you carry a Bible, you're a Bible thumper, you know, you're Squaresville and you're out of it. I hope that someday that changes. I have a group called The New Design that goes around and does high school assemblies. And we do it for the idea of patriotism. Because in the last 3 or 4 years, I've had a chance to get outside of the United States of America and look from the outside in and see what it was like. And I've learned that the country that I live in, friends, isn't such a bad country. I've learned that I would rather live in the United States of America with all of its problems, with all of its trouble today, than in any other country in the world that I've ever been in. I found out that there's something different about America. And you know, I've always wondered what it is. Well, what is it about America that's made it different? Because of all the people and all the countries that I've seen that have had a good culture and a good social standing, a lot of money, Great Britain or France or any of these countries, well, there's something different. There really is. And I'm not saying it because I don't, you know, I don't have to say it. I'm almost done with my part. I can get my horn and walk down. But I'd like to say this. I think that the difference in America is the fact that about 200 years ago, there were some men that sat around a table. And they said, we are going to make a nation free. We're going to go one step farther than that, and we're going to put a nation under God. And so, you know, in the coins today, we have a little sign that says, in God we trust. And then, in our songs, we have a song that says, God bless America. I say forget about God blessing America. Why don't he make us thankful for the blessings we've already received? America has had so many blessings that she's running out the ears with blessings. Let's make us thankful. And then, you know, we have a Pledge of Allegiance. It says, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, one nation under God. How many times have people petitioned the Supreme Court to put that out of our flag salute? You know, it's time that America takes a look, just stops and takes a look at herself. Because I think that if America doesn't change a bit of her ways, if the teenagers of today don't change their ways now, what is America going to be like in 10 years, in 15 years? I play in a lot of churches, you know, and I see a lot of teenagers sometimes. And I see most of the churches today have maybe 9 or 10% of the people in their church are kids. 90% of the people in churches today are over 50 years old. What are the churches of America going to be like in 15 years? A lot of them are going to be dead. And it's up to people like yourself to change it, because you really can. And I'd like to say one other thing. Being a Christian, and Christianity is to me not a religion. Christianity is a way of life. I don't sit down and read my Bible every day, and I'm very sorry that I don't. But to me, Christ is a person and not a figurehead. I don't look at Christianity as a set of rules governing. I don't look at Christianity as legalism. I look at it as opportunity. I look at the music that I play, although to some of you it may not be accepted, and personally I could care less. But to me, music is something that says something to someone. And I can sit here and play my horn, and I can play one song that will say 1 million different things to you people. But essentially, when I play a song that's religious, I want it to have one central theme, and that is Jesus Christ. And if it has that, I think that my little part on stage has been worthwhile. In your music festival tonight, and whenever it ends or whenever it has started, I want you to look at music as something that can be so advantageous. And music in 1969, especially religious music, is undergoing the biggest renaissance that has ever happened. It really is. Because 5 years ago, if I had put the album out that I have out now, I would have been called by so many Christians as, man, he is really, excuse me, friends, but he's out of the devil, you know? Really? And my parents, 5 years ago, if I had said that to them, they would really have doubted that I was on the right track. But there's a change coming in religious music, and I hope and pray there's a change coming in Christians, because we're sitting back on our hands and watching the world go by and watching a lot of people go to hell. And teenagers, you're sitting on your hands in high school, and you're being neat, and you're being popular, and you're being accepted by the crowd, and you're not doing one darn thing for Christ. I don't know how many friends that I have that graduated with me in 1966 that are dead, that were killed in Vietnam. And I am ashamed of the fact, but I never had the guts to stand up and say, this is what I believe and this is why I believe it. I was always too proud of my status symbol. Status symbols are going to send more people down than up, I promise you. I hope that you take 1 second to stop and think where you're going. And I hope you take 1 second to stop and think what you would be without Jesus Christ. It's not really square to think about it. I used to think it was. I'd like to play one song now that's entitled Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound. I'd like to say one other thing. I was touring with the Spurlows, who are a group sponsored by Chrysler Corporation. We were in Hollywood one day, and we met a man by the name of Don Grady, who plays my three sons. He's Robbie. And he accepted Christ because of a concert that we gave in the Hollywood Bowl. And he came on tour with us for 2 weeks. And I've never seen a guy that's so completely transformed. He was really transformed. You know, and I've heard about Christianity. I've heard about Christ until I'm blue in the face. And sometimes I had a tendency to, you know, well, maybe some of these things are just, I don't even really think I would be. And that's really true, because without God, I'm really nothing, and you are not either. I don't care how big you get in your business. How many of you have ever read Hamlet? You know what Hamlet said? He said, well, he picked up a bone. He said, what if I get to be the biggest man around this castle? Sort of like that anyway. He said, what about it? When I die, I can't take any of that with me. Mr. Businessman, you can't take your multimillion dollars with you. Don't forget that. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. I'd like to say that it's been a privilege to be here tonight. I hope that I've made you think just for 1 second. If I have, it's been worthwhile. Thank you. Bye.